very disappointing. We had a situation, I think, in 2016, 2017, where insurance was at sky-high prices. At that time, the insurance industry blamed the high cost of payouts, and they also, of course, blamed fraudulent claims and said there were so many fraudulent claims that it was causing a lot of the problems. This all bore out not to be the case, that in many cases it was simply them making massive profits, and that's really what it was about. And they'll use every excuse under the sun for to keep putting prices up and putting more pressure on people to pay higher costs for insurance. We don't have the level of competition in Ireland that you have in other countries. Across Europe, you have insurance premiums approximately half in most countries to what they are in Ireland. Now, you have higher populations and higher density, I suppose that's a factor in it as well. But we are in a situation where we continue to see insurance costs rising, and that is putting pressure on industry, it's putting pressure on business, it's putting pressure on everything, because this money has to be collected some other way as well. And people who are hard-pressed for to try and make ends meet with the high cost of rent, the high cost of mortgages, the high cost of food, everything else going through the roof, and indeed of fuel, now find an added pressure when they go to renew their insurance premium that they find it's gone up as well. You mentioned the proposal for to increase the payouts for... Yeah,
and if I can just elaborate on that, it seems that now would surely be a great time maybe to stall such moves with so much economic uncertainty out there due to the actions of President Trump.
Exactly. You know, we need to be very careful about making any move which will increase costs for the public. And I think it's not a good time for to be doing that or to be considering that. In most cases, people who have an accident, who are injured or seriously hurt in an accident, of course they need to get paid. That's why we have insurance. That's why people should claim on the insurance when they have an incident which has caused them a situation where they can't go back to work or for a period of time, or perhaps where they have a lifelong injury. You know, that's what insurance is for. That's what we pay it for, to have that cover, that sense of security around it. So it's important that people do make a claim when that happens. But the level of payouts that we've had in Ireland for some cases has been extremely high. And I think government needs to have a role there in ensuring that we have a firm hand of regulation to ensure that we don't have it going through the roof, which will put pressure back on and give the insurance companies another excuse for to put up premiums even further. I think at the end of the day, you know, people who are injured or seriously hurt in an accident, of course, need to get compensated for it. But at the same time, it shouldn't be used as a means for to put up insurance prices for everyone across the country, which has been happened in the past. And I hope government will realise that they need to bring in the insurance companies, sit around the table, work out a solution to this, and look at their profits, look at the amount of money that they're making on the back of the ordinary drivers out there across the country.